Are you ready to live your wow life now? Wow Wealth of Wellness is available to all. Being focused on this moment now and honoring your life, you can successfully transform your life. Wow, hosted by Gina Rota and Marsha Martin, is a deep look into the four pillars of wellness: spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. Gina and Marsha are committed to your wealth of wellness, wholeness, and well-being. Together, they're offering their gifts, practices, expertise, and powerful intuition to empower and inspire you to live your wow life now. We truly love our listeners and are so excited to offer you tremendous value and insights to help you connect with and benefit from your own heart-centered wisdom and become one with who you truly are, your source energy, the divine within, loving and living your wow life now.
Greetings. Welcome to the Wealth of Wellness, Getting Your Wow Life On Now. It's a glorious day and month, and I am Gina Rota, and I'm introducing my beloved co-host, Marsha Martin.
Welcome, everyone. We're here with you on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific. We invite you to listen online on your mobile devices, in your car, or ask Alexa. To learn more and for a full schedule, go to DreamVision7Radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute. And tonight, in this glorious month of December, we want to talk with you about a really special celebration that affects all of us, and that is the winter solstice. The thing that I love most about this event is that it is not relegated to a particular group of people. It's universal. It's a unifying event. And if we look at it from an astronomical viewpoint, we know it happens every year. But what is happening is, because of the tilt of the Earth and the path of the sun is at its furthest southern point. And so this means that it's actually traveling the shortest path through the sky. So on the 21st of December, we have the least sunlight and the longest night. Now, it's an opportunity to really cherish this time. If we look at what the solstice has indicated in terms of its importance, people will say that it is considered to be a symbolic death and rebirth of the sun. It marks the end of those ever-shortening days, and it marks the beginning of those lengthening days that continue until the summer solstice. So it's sort of a demarcation point that lets us get into that place of completion so that we can begin again. It's a wonderful reminder to honor our connection to the natural world, to step away from anything that might be identifying us and just go to the one thing that unifies all of us, and that is that we all live here on the earth. So spiritually, the winter solstice is considered the great stillness before the sun's strength builds again. And it's a time to rest and reflect. Now, keeping that in mind, Gina, I would like to invite you to share what your experience has been like during the winter solstice, and if you have any advice or any certain ritual that you prefer during this time. Because I think it's just so fascinating to hear how other people celebrate. And then that gives us the option. Oh, I like what Gina said, or I like this other thing. I'm going to gather up all these ideas and make my own ritual, or I can follow exactly what someone else does because it speaks to my heart. So, Gina, what are you doing that you find really enriches this time of year?
That's a wonderful question, Marcia, and thank you for prefacing all of that. And if you will, I'd like to tag on to that a bit about the spiritual meaning of the winter solstice and its symbolism for darkness and patiently waiting for more light. And it's our inner light, right? And the winter solstice also signifies the final moments of peaceful solitude where we might have before where we might have been before be busier.
Mm.
It's the season to be, as you said, Marcia, more still and more patient. And we are encouraged during this time to enjoy the stillness while we have it. There's great growth in stillness. There's great presence. There's great awareness. There's a great awakening. And just also presence, the holiday people celebrate as Christmas. It's auspicious that it's 4 days before the celebration of Christmas, and some people celebrate it, some people don't, but just want to presence that. It is a significant holiday. And the other piece is, Marcia, is that the spiritual significance, according to many, is that the winter solstice celebrates the presence of spirit and the power of faith and hope that our visions of the future will come into manifestation. And I just love that. And I love
that
it not just for
powerful.
Myself. I love it for knowing that's true for humanity, right, for the collective. So just wanted to share that. And I really feel I'm in the spirit of divine joy tonight regarding the topic, Marcia, just regarding the energy tone of this month, even though it seems like there's a lot of bleakness and shadow and darker things going on, we can still find a way to be still and find our peace in the dark storm. And December's always been a month for me to find more peace, quite honestly. I don't know if the winter solstice activated that or not. Perhaps it did, actually. However, I start going under around the 18th. I start going kind of under the energy of the world. I could actually stay in my room for a day or two, and I can just pray and meditate. And breath work is amazing. Simple breath work. You breathe in your heart. You breathe out of your heart. It's heart-centered breathing. And you can feel your heart, and you can just breathe in more love, more joy, more celebration, more happiness, more gratitude. So that's a big one for me, is the breath work, and that's the easiest thing. We breathe anyway, and now we get to breathe in a more empowering and powerful way for our minds, bodies, and spirit, really, emotionally and mentally and physically and spiritually. And also there's a significance regarding a little ritual with lighting a candle. And what's interesting is, usually when I am in my room and it's always very dark, I actually light a couple beeswax candles. And not really realizing until now the significance of that, because I read that recently, so it's really wonderful to experience. So, you know, slow down. I would say pace yourself in a little more presence and a little more stillness. And even though the hustle bustle of shopping, I've really stepped out of that, quite honestly, and everybody gets to do whatever they want. However, I've really stepped back from that, and I'm choosing to be more still and more quiet and more meditative, quite honestly, more meditation.
And I think it is so beautiful to add the candlelight into this celebration of approaching this peak where the night is going to be longer than the day, and to celebrate just this natural rhythm with the natural light of the candle as opposed to the much more intrusive light of our electric lights. So I think it's lovely to just kind of step out of time for a moment and let your body adjust as it sees fit instead of the way that your schedule may dictate you should be operating. I think maybe it would be just good to give yourself a few days off from the shoulds. I know that, you know, if you have a job that has a specific schedule, you can't just not show up. But if you can take some time just to honor the flow, I really believe that during this longest night, this time when we are working toward this pinnacle of completion, this would be a really good time to honor that inner flow, that guidance that wants to come forward and lead you in a direction that's for your highest good. And when I spoke with the energetic realm about this, you know, I said, you know, what can you give me? What would you suggest would be the perfect ritual for this time to celebrate the completion, to celebrate being in physical bodies, and to celebrate unifying with the divine consciousness so that we can be totally immersed in the optimal life experience? And they suggested a ritual for reflection, or a ritual of reflection. And they didn't give me any specifics on how to, because they suggested, just as you said, light a candle and flow. But do invite in the Christ consciousness, the Holy Spirit, and Archangel Raphael, and just give yourself permission to heal body, mind, and soul, to heal any relationships, to heal any part of your life that may not be going in the way that you had hoped. Close the chapter on what's wrong and open a new chapter of what's right. So they did give me an affirmation, and that is, I am now aligned with wellness within my body, mind, and soul. I am now aligned with wellness within my body, mind, and soul. And just to keep allowing that to be your truth as you go inward and do that exploratory work of renewal. So, you know,
it's beautiful, Marcia.
And it's gotten so cold here recently. I'm really finding that I'm just loving that opportunity to snuggle up in a blanket and to feel kind of cocooned in that warmth, in the way that I feel when I am truly in a deep meditation. It has that same cocooning kind of feel. So I love that the colder weather kind of reminds us that this is what God is wanting for us. They do want to cocoon us in their love, just like the blanket does. So to me, it's just a wonderful reminder of we're not alone. We're never alone. And we are so loved that all we really have to do is open our hearts so we can receive it. And I think these colder, shorter days, I couldn't remember whether it was the days or the nights, kind of encourage us to go in that direction. And for me, I kind of think of winter as a time of preparing, You know, I think in my youth, it was more something to get through. Even though I enjoyed the winter, it was like, well, you know, I just want to get through this period because I need to do things in the spring with all that new energy. And now, with lots more years added on, I'm looking at it as a time to build, to prepare, to lay the foundation. So it kind of dovetails with what you were saying about spending time in your room and being okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Just loving it, really. And you've made a couple poignant points, Marcia, that I'd like to speak to. One was about the comfort of the blanket, and you telepathically picked that up for me. I was thinking that at the moment you said it. And what I would do in my room all day and night is I'd wrap myself in a blanket and feel the safety and the warmth of nurturing myself, and also energetically wrapping my being in a blanket. And it's an amazing feeling. I'm very busy, as Marcia knows. I do a lot, but more than is in my highest good. However, I do take this time, and it's a way to nurture yourself. It's like, heal thyself, know thyself, love thyself. Yeah.
Well, and I think, you know, we're fine to swaddle children, our baby. You know, they always tell you, swaddle the baby. The baby will feel so much safer. Why are we not swaddling ourselves? When did we become so old or so alienated that we cannot enjoy the comfort of being swaddled in love? And I just feel that this beautiful winter time gives us the opportunity to do just that. And so I'm going to encourage everyone to take advantage of it, to just allow this to be your me time. And also, I would encourage everyone to create with certainty. Why don't we just get rid of the idea of "I hope so" and replace it with the idea of "I know so. I know the divine are hearing my prayers. I know that my prayers are being answered. I know that my highest good is being promoted at all times." If we could just live with greater certainty, I really do believe that we would be able to live lives that feel really good and encourage others to live that kind of life too.
Yes, that's beautiful. And also, it's a faith walk. And I invite people to step into the next level of faith, because faith is not about seeing or knowing anything. And a faith walk is a profound journey. And it also is a healing journey. It brings a lot up. It taps a lot of different notes, high and low. And the other thing is... It's a time when families come together, and you know, there is that busyness, there's the tree, but if you think about all the lights that we put on the tree,
yeah,
in our house, and the lights outside that we see, and how excited we get when we see the light. Well, I invite you to see your own light and to know your own light and to be excited about that. And then radiating it out into the world in small ways, and just loving yourself and honoring yourself, and, you know, being more still and being more loving and more kind in the season. And really, we don't need a reason or a season, but this is an activating time to be more kind and be more loving and be more in service.
That is so beautiful. And truly, if we are planting these seeds of faith, and then we celebrate the light, celebrate who we are, celebrate others, my gosh, Just think of the beautiful plants that will be in full bloom by spring if you are nurturing your own inner light during this time. So it's such a powerful time to really step in to that place of faith. And I love that you brought up all of the holiday lights. It's so true. And it doesn't matter which of the holidays you celebrate, because really, every culture, every religion, everything has some sort of thing going on in this month of December, and they all celebrate with lights. And I just love to see the lights and to see people's sharing and show of creative expression and their joy at wanting to create something that's beautiful. So yes, why don't we add that to your idea of how to have the perfect winter solstice? Take a drive through your neighborhood and look at all the beautiful holiday light displays. And recognize it's not a matter of which holiday you celebrate. It's the joy of this particular season where so much is celebrated and all of it is celebrated with light. And I think that's really going to spark joy into the hearts of so many people. And that's really what we're wanting to do. Take any time we can celebrate and create beautiful moments of joy. So we're going to take a break.
Yes.
And when we come back, Gina, I want to just have you share even more deeply about all of these different elements of light and breathing and how you can use them to give your give yourself a life that feels good all the time.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marcia Martin. Gina and Marcia offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please join Gina and Marcia as they share how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Thank you. Blessings.
Many times, people see a cardinal, a butterfly, or a feather on the ground that reassures them that they've been visited by someone who has passed. But what if you could share your message to the world now? To learn more, tune in to Retreat to Peace with Catherine Daniels every Wednesday, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. In each podcast episode, Catherine asks her guest, "If I found your earth angel feather on the ground, what would your message to the world be?" The results are moving, astounding, and life-changing. Catherine Daniels had a calling to create a safe healing space for all people around the world to come to, inspiring hope and providing tools to navigate the challenging waters while healing the trauma of what the world is experiencing. This healing space is generated from people around the world who have relatable life experiences and words of wisdom to share, reminding people everywhere that they are never alone.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. For over three decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, our beloved listeners, to the Wealth of Wellness. Wow, get your wow life on now. No better time than now. This is Gina Rota and my beloved radio show host, Marcia Martin.
And we're so excited that you're here with us. Gina is going to share with us more about bringing the light around you into you and more about breathing. But before she does, I just want to remind you that this is your time to know that you are worthy. I invite you to see yourself as the divine see you. They see you as perfect. Please honor yourself during this time and begin seeing yourself as perfect. Slow down and practice patience and know that the divine are always on time. I guarantee that you will not miss anything if you will align with them instead of believing that you know better and trying to run the show. Let them guide you and direct you. You will get where you need to go and you'll feel great. And most importantly, go within and nurture your spirit. So, Gina, could you please speak more about that? How can you bring this energy of the lights that you mentioned that are all these wonderful holiday displays and the candles and the breathing? How can you kind of put all this together to create something that will nourish your inner life?
Thank you for asking, Marcia. Well, I want to presence first that we are light. We are divine love and we are divine light. And when you can align with the truth of your being, that truth and that understanding and that alignment will radiate your light into the world. So knowing that we're light, and I stand in that, the truth of that, and knowing that we can shine light and share our light, for me is the very first step of what we can do to nurture ourselves and nurture others. What I do love to do that involves firelight, Marcia, is I do love to make a list of all the things I want to complete in my life in 2021. I do that in each year. And I burn it outside in a safe place, in a safe container. And I watch the smoke go up. I watch the embers. I watch everything. I see the light, and then I see the smoke, and then I just offer it to the light. I offer everything. I surrender everything that was on that list. I just say I surrender everything I'm completing, and I surrender it to the light. And I just gather my hands together, and I just put them up, and I see light. And I send it to the light, and I guess just the whole thing is just to see light, feel light, know that you are light, and that we're getting support from the light, actually. So that is a ritual that I love to do, and it's very simple, And actually, really, it really helps.
Well, isn't it? It seems so unifying. You know, you are becoming one with that powerful presence that can help you complete things. But I do have a question for you. What do you do if you look at your list and you say, okay, I want to be complete with whatever it is, and you look at it and you say, no, I'm not. How do you handle that?
Good question. It's more of a list. It's about being intentional and declaring that I am complete, whether it's complete or not. Claiming you are complete in a very intentional way and declaring it completes the energy of it at some moment. But it's complete in our energy field, which allows it then to complete. Does that make sense?
Yep, and I do love that because, you know, it's so easy sometimes to say, oh, well, I failed because I didn't get it done. And this way of saying, no, I'm going to honor the fact that I have set the intention and I'm going to act as if it is already done so that I won't give myself a way to back out or feel bad or allow it to continue unless I want it to continue. So you're really setting us up for a wonderful success by being able to look at, this is what I wanted to accomplish and I'm going to claim it's done. Instead of, I didn't get it. And so, you know, we don't need any more reasons to criticize ourselves. I think we need reasons to live in joy and to feel good about what we're able to do every day. And I know for myself, when I was able to step away from self-criticism and into self-acceptance, it really made a difference. And I would encourage everyone, please take this time where you may be a little bit slower in terms of the obligations that you have in the world. Take this time, or just because you're inside more, you may be able to get done some things that you put off for whatever reason. But take this time to be self-loving and self-honoring. If that's the foundation that you intend to set for yourself, and then you see it as completed, it's going to be so much easier for you to really live a life that honors that instead of that I hope so life. Step into certainty. I think that's really what you're saying, Gina, is by burning it and declaring it so, you are just stepping into that certainty, walking that walk of faith, making it a reality instead of giving yourself excuses for why it can't be. And I love that. Oh, this is fabulous.
Yeah. Yes, and also remember, just energetically, when we say we are complete, we are complete. We no longer carry the baggage energetically forward. Now, the project may not be complete, but the universe will help complete it in a more easy way, for sure, because you've already claimed you're complete, and you've declared it, right? You've declared it, and you've claimed it.
And you freed yourself from it.
I have experienced great things with, and I was taught by a very profound spiritual woman and life and business coach in the 90s, and she used to just say, I'm complete. And in that, completion occurs. And it actually occurs in a way that we wouldn't expect, and that's what I love. I've tested it 100 times, hundreds of times. I've tried it, and it works. And you don't have to believe it. You have to claim it.
Oh, this is so fabulous. This is just so fabulous. So this completely eliminates all excuses. If you want something to be finished and you have decided, declared it, and burned it, it's done. It is done, and there's nothing left of it for you to hold on to. So it's really the ultimate way to release whatever it is to God, which we all know is something we should be doing. You know, the minute we let go of, oh, I gotta, and we just let go, okay, I did all I can do, now I'm just going to be in this place of alignment and awareness and joy. And gosh, if you burn it and you set that intention, what is there left to hang on to? So I think it's just so powerful. And what a perfect time to do any kind of ceremony with fire, because again, it's that light, bringing that light into your awareness. So how does breathing fit into this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We think we're breathing, but I believe the breath of life is breathing us and breathing through us. And it's all aligned, quite honestly. It's, you know, you can actually, when you breathe in your heart or when you just breathe in slowly and maybe hold it for a second or two max and then breathe out, you can say, I am breathing in more light. Into my body, I am breathing in more light. And you call in the light and you call your light radiance to be brighter.
Darkest hours to brightest moments, transformation from despair to happiness, and chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marsha Martin. Gina and Marsha offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please join Gina and Marsha as they share how to embrace the true wealth of wellness on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thank you. Blessings.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, our beloved listeners. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for also sharing your energy with us. This is Gina Rota with The Wealth of Wellness. Get your wow life on now. And my beloved co-host, Marcia Martin.
And we are so delighted that you're here with us, sharing with us the celebration of the winter solstice. So I'm just going to remind everybody that this is your opportunity to take these ideas that we've shared with you and to get prepared. And, you know, don't be afraid to try something new. But, Gina, I just love the idea that you presented about, yes, this can be your time to really connect with the breath. And one thing that they keep reminding me of, they meaning the energetic realm, one thing they keep reminding me of is, you know, nobody stays awake to make sure they're breathing. So we are not doing the work of running our bodies. And if we really pay attention to how much help we have, we would be much more able to walk on in faith instead of fear. So I am going to encourage everyone to walk in faith. And for those of you who may feel a little melancholy or less robust with less light, I've got a couple of suggestions for you. And Gina, I know you'll want to add to this as well. But, you know, nothing that you can do is going to alter the fact that we are moving slowly into a period that has less daylight. So rather than fight against it, I would encourage you to possibly change your routine so that you make sure that you get some outside time when the daylight is most pronounced. I would also encourage you to increase your exercise. We always feel better when we move more. And when it gets cold, sometimes we might slow down. And I'm going to encourage you to get out there and just put on a warmer jacket. Also, remember to eat that nourishing food and drink plenty of water. Don't forget, though, to also honor your body with rest. If you are not getting enough rest, it is really difficult to feel your best. And then don't wait until you're feeling less motivated to look for something to uplift you. Instead, I'm going to encourage you to be prepared with books and music and affirmational sayings or different ways in which you can support yourself, videos, anything that uplifts and inspires and encourages you. Get prepared in advance so that you're not going to be trying to pull yourself out of a less good place. Instead, you will be feeling good and continuing to feel good because you've given yourself, you've honored yourself by inspiring yourself. So, Gina, what else can you add to that list?
Well, that's beautiful, Marcia. You probably hit all the right notes. However, I would add, I love to buy angel lights and put them around the house, wrap them around lamps. And so not only having a Christmas tree that has lights, but also I have lights, you know, over windowsills and, you know, window dressings and all of that. So more light. I love more light, and I love the angel lights. And also I like to drink spiritual teas. So make sacred tonics and spiritual teas. Yes, and I also have been baking a little bit this year. Yesterday started, and I'm just baking some yummy things that are really healthy. So I made something with just fruit and quinoa and chia and almond milk and cinnamon and maple syrup and walnuts. So maybe tap into something that you really love and make a healthy version of it. And enjoy what you eat. No matter what you're eating, celebrate your life. I call it all joy. Joy to the world. And just appreciate and be grateful for all that you have. And enjoy your life. Enjoy every moment.
I love that. I think, yes, let's just take this day, the 21st of December, when we know that all of the world is experiencing that same phenomena, and make unity and celebration the theme for your life so that you are unifying with the divine and yourself, and you are celebrating everything that's right. I just think if we really allow ourselves to live from that place, that life is going to be magical. So now we only have a few minutes, and Gina, I know that you wanted to really kind of get us prepared for this new 2022 year that's coming up. So can you speak on that a little bit? And then I know we're going to go into more detail in the next show, but let's just kind of get excited about what's coming.
Oh, great. Thank you, Marcia, for presencing that. Yes, well, let's just know that even though there's turbulence and confusion and complexities going on, and there always is in life, but we have another wave of it, we're coming out of a 5 universal year, which on a high note, it's quite exquisite, and it's about divine inspiration, and it's about magic and miracles, and it's about creating anything that you want, and having courage, and being victorious against all odds. And the low note is chaos and drama and confusion, and quite honestly, a lot of the breaking down that we've been seeing on all levels of our life and society is very much a 5 year. So just giving you a little background, we're moving into a 6 universal year, which is about healing and wellness and nurturing. 6 represents nurturing and creation. It's about creating. What are you creating? What are you creating? What ways are you creating to feel more healthy and vital and heal yourself emotionally and psychologically and physically? Like, just take choose one thing and focus on that, because this year upcoming year, 2022, will give you the inspiration and also the power to want to heal yourself more and more. It is a very important year of healing. The world has to heal, humanity, society, but really it starts with each one of us. It's also about balance and harmony and releasing control and allowing things to be more in the flow. The secret represents the moon, which rules the tides, and it represents the feminine and water. So there's so many beautiful aspects to it, and it's about create. And I don't even think I want to tap the lower notes tonight. I want to leave on a higher note. But it's important to pay attention and to presence how much abundance there is in your life, and also to look and see how you can bring more balance and flow and harmony to your life next year.
And isn't it magical that this year perfectly embodied the number five? We have so many acts of heroism, and yet there was a lot of chaos that we all lived through given the events that transpired. So it's so encouraging to know that even in the darkness, the light prevails. There has been so much inspiration during this year, even though there was also that undercurrent that wasn't quite so lovely. So thank you so much for sharing that and for getting us excited about what the healing that is coming our way. Oh, that feels good. That feels really good. So now, Before we come to a close, Gina, how can they reach you, and what services are you offering at this time?
Well, I have a new way to reach me.
Yay!
It's ginaroda.com, ginaroda.com, or you can reach me at Conscious Coach, conscious.com/Gina. And what I'm offering is 50% off of a reading for the sixth universal year and how it will affect your life and well-being.
Oh, magnificent.
In a positive way. In a positive way. And Marcia, how can anyone reach your magnificent self?
Well, they can join me on mmhearthealer.com. So that's Marcia Martin, mmhearthealer.com, or Conscious Coach, but / Marcia, MARCIA. And I invite you to spend 30 minutes with the angels to get the questions of your heart answered. I don't ever encourage anyone to, will I get the job? Of course you will, if it's the right job for you. Let's go deep. Let's look at those areas of concern that really could impact your life positively if you were able to resolve them. So we encourage you, all of our listeners, we encourage you to reach out and connect with us so that we can help you live a life that feels good. And so,
and with that, Marcia, and with that, my love, I just want to say happy holidays. Have a beautiful Christmas time and happy Hanukkah and happy everything. And happy new life coming into the new year, and we will greet you in the new year.
So delighted and honored to be here with all of you and sending love and joy for this holiday season and for every day forward from here. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you. Love, joy, and blessings to all of you and your beloved ones, friends, and family. Thank you. Blessings.
And to you, my beloved Gina.
And to us, yes.
Amen. Yes. We're celebrating. So thanks,
celebrate.
Everyone.
Oh, I forgot to say joy to the world. Joy to the world. Yes, joy to the world.
Thank you for joining WOW, Wealth of Wellness, Living Your WOW Life Now with Gina Rota and Marsha Martin. Heard every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time with live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, all on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Please join Gina and Marsha weekly to explore the wealth of wellness that is available to all of us. Connect with Gina Rota at consciouscoach.co/Gina or Marsha Martin at consciouscoach.co/Marsha and discover how you could begin living your WOW life now.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.